Under the law, possession of up to 1 ounce of the drug would be punishable by a $50 fine. Having up to 2 ounces of cannabis would bring a $200 fine. The measure also creates a mechanism to expunge the records for some past marijuana convictions. Emma Goodman with the Legal Aid Society of New York says the measure is a step forward. She says it helps communities of color that have been disproportionately targeted by the state's marijuana laws, but she says it also falls short.
I don't think it's going to make a big enough difference. I do think that people that have been harmed by the era of broken windows policing will be somewhat affected by it in a positive way, because there are people that have a bunch of low-level marijuana convictions that they won't have anymore.
Melissa Moore with the Drug Policy Alliance says the new law does not go far enough to address what she says are the collateral consequences of decades of marijuana criminalization. And she says the new law does not prohibit police from making arrests if they catch someone possessing marijuana.
They can continue to face parole and probation violations for marijuana. They can keep being separated from their children in ways that are very problematic over a low-level arrest, where there's no sort of documentation or any sort of indication of harm. And people can still continue to face immigration consequences for marijuana arrests, which is, you know, a huge concern in this moment.
The Drug Policy Alliance, Legal Aid Society, and other advocates say they will continue to press lawmakers to legalize the adult use of recreational marijuana. They were unable to get enough votes in the state Senate for passage. But Moore with the Drug Policy Alliance says polls show support among New Yorkers for legalization, and she hopes to have more success in the 2020 legislative session.
It's an incredibly popular issue across the state, and even in, you know, some of the battleground areas that, you know, members had a lot of concerns about when we did polling in their districts. We actually found that people who were likely 2020 voters in those demographics, in those districts, were actually more likely to support a candidate that had supported marijuana regulation. So, you know, I think absolutely we'll be back.
Cuomo also signed gun control measures approved by the legislature last January. One requires a 30-day waiting period for a gun sale if the purchaser is flagged in an initial background check. The Senate sponsor of the measure, Senate Deputy Majority Leader Michael Gianaris, spoke on the floor when the bill was passed.
The FBI itself says on average it takes about 20 to 25 days for a background check that has been flagged to be completed. And this is the most common sense of common sense proposals.
Another measure outlaws the possession and transport of so-called bump stocks, devices that further accelerate the speed of semi-automatic weapons and that have been used in prior mass shootings. The action comes one day after a shooting at a California food festival killed 3 people, including a 6-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.